Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the International Film Festival Rotterdam 2015, and I'm very pleased to be joined once again at this year's edition by filmmaker Kevin, who is presenting his latest work, Desaparadiso. Wonderful film. Thanks very much for joining us.
All right.
Would you like to tell our listeners what the film is actually about?
Well, it deals with the, it's set in the period of martial law in the Philippines during the 70s. And it's mainly about the family left behind by the disappeared, the desaparecidos, those abducted and murdered, because of, radical, quote-unquote, views against the government, which is sadly still happening even post-Marcos era. And even became more rampant and concealed at the same time. So, you don't really hear about it in international news and even in local news in the Philippines. It's hushed up. And then also, it's also a reworking of this, 19th century popular epic poem, The Adarna Bird. So the secondary title of Desaparadiso is The Corrido and the Lives Lived by the Three Prince Brothers,
right,
children of King Fernando and Queen Valeriana from the Kingdom of Bourbania. Yeah.
This element, actually, you play a lot with it, and you also play a lot as in previous works of yours with the cinema, and you accentuate with the costumes, and you kind of exaggerate the colorful nature of the work. But I kind of found it to be more collected in the structure, with the way it starts with archive footage.
Yeah.
How did you structure the film?
Well, in the beginning, it was just like a simple two-part structure. The family left behind, and the brothers slowly disappearing, and the parents waiting for nothing, for them not coming back, because in the original Adarna Bird folk tale, it's there's a magical bird which heals everything. There's the king, which is sick for no one knows why and how he will be healed, and so the brothers one by one look for this magical bird and brings back the bird, and happy ending, the king gets healed. But in this film, there's this loss of magic which permeates the whole film, mainly Desaparadiso, which is a play on the word desaparecidos, is a literally means without paradise, or it's just another word for hell.
I'd like to know more even about specific stylistic choices that take place in the film. You open up with a very, very haunting introduction that is made of archive footage and this wonderful piece of music. And I'd like to know more about this sort of introduction as a way of getting the viewer, taking the viewer out of its comfort zone before the film even begins, the story kicks in.
Yeah, in a way, it's an interdependent short film. The beginning, it can be a standalone. It's there's a text which is a poem by Jose F. Lacaba, one of my favorite Philippine poets, who in the 70s during martial law was detained and had a lot of close friends and relatives victimized. And the piano music actually was just an experimentation when I was in Nigeria before I shot the film, and I just thought it would make a good mix, because music is malleable, and the footage is from it's a documentary, found footage, from martial law,
right, from made from archive footage. And then another great technique that you use is entire sequences shot in black and white, and with this noise. This noise that seems like a radio noise or something like that. What was the reason behind this procedure?
Yeah, it's the other cast member, this radio, which you don't really see. More of it represents this noise, in a way also this silencing, because as you may know, during the dictatorship, media was silenced. You know, there was no freedom of expression that doesn't, you know, exist. And yeah, so all you just hear is noise.
It's just like this haunting white noise that almost means nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then every now and then you see, you hear jingles selling, you know, selling different kinds of shit.
Yeah, right. And then finally, the last piece that I'd like to get into details about is this sudden eruption of color, and actually ties in with the opening credits, with which have bits of silent movies or early films, and so that's the two kind of tie together in the form of art direction and so on.
The second segment is found footage from the Adarna Bird film in the 40s, and the big chunk in the latter part, it's the two strip Technicolor, you know, very strange colors, which is like also similar to the style of, you know, these period adventure pieces.
Once again, music is really important in a film of yours, and we touched on the piece on the introduction, but further on there's some sequences, like for instance the one with the woman singing,
the Adarna Bird, quote unquote.
Can you tell me, obviously you were involved in the writing of the music too, right?
And some what the Adarna Bird, the Queen Valeriana, sings are like seven kundiman, that's what it's called, like a love ballad, very popular in the early 20th century, a bit Spanish influence, and they all deal with the birds,
right,
different kinds of birds, as a symbol of freedom, which in this sense is imprisoned, and yeah.
You're here at Rotterdam once again. It's kind of, you're kind of becoming one of its main representatives in its programs every year. Do you get any help also? I understand that they kind of helped in making the film too.
The Desa Paradiso was Hubert Ball's fund supported. I wouldn't have been able to make this film without their support. This year, one of my projects, a zombie film / social realist crime whodunit, it's part of Cinemark, so yeah, hopefully something fruitful will become of that.
Awesome. Well, that's brilliant. Well, thanks very much for talking with us, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again possibly next year at the same festival.
All right, cool.
Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.